are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here as we converse about very important matters of our well-being. Yes, indeed, it's our mental health feature. And every particular time such as this, we make sure we give you a conversation on how to be more aware, especially regarding issues of mental health. And today our conversation takes us to depression. And we want to make that distinction. I guess sometimes people mistake it and sometimes confuse the two. Depression, sadness, is there a difference? And we want to be able to see if there is a difference, even if it's maybe something that we might be worth looking into and maybe making sure we don't confuse the two. Now, while sadness is a natural human emotion, depression, they would say, is kind of a persistent and often debilitating condition. But hey, that's my take. Let's hear the experts. Joining us on the line is Yolanda Rootman, who is coming through to us as a clinical coordinator at the Vista Clinic, a private psychiatric clinic in Pretoria, South Africa. Good morning to Yolanda, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's also always wonderful to be on the air with you guys.
Thank you so much. Trusting that we find you well in this wet week we've been having.
Oh, definitely. But the rain is, we it's much needed, but it's very wet all over.
It is. Is it okay to say it's depressing now, or am I taking it too far?
I think you can use it colloquially as it does seem a little bit depressing today.
Yeah, it's a bit much, right?
I get it.
Yeah, but thank you so much once again. And I think the topics that we cover in this segment here, mental health awareness, are quite profound. And you to add your voice as the experts, we truly appreciate your coming through.
No, thank you.
So we're talking depression, sadness. How can someone tell the difference? Is there a difference between the two, temporary sadness or sadness, as it were, with this deep term depression?
Yes, definitely. There's definitely a difference between temporary sadness and clinical depression. And it comes through to a few aspects. The first one being duration. Okay. So with a temporary sadness or sadness as we all experience it, it's usually linked to an event or a loss, a breakup, something like that. And it fades mm-hmm. over time as okay. our coping mechanisms kick back in, or as we use our coping mechanisms, that sadness tends to subside. With depression, it lasts more than 2 weeks and sometimes even longer. And there's not always necessarily a trigger. So that's one aspect. Then also okay. the intensity, a sadness that we experience is not as tense as a clinical depression, where depression is persistent, it's overwhelming, and it's very deep. Physical symptoms are also very different. Temporary sadness is usually doesn't cause that many significant physical symptoms, okay. where they okay. are present when we talk about depression.
And I think even if it's going to be, what do they call it, to be very sad, I think the English term is morose, where you're extremely sad, that still might not qualify as depression. I've heard people sometimes get quite offended when you say you are depressed, you know, just because you woke up feeling on the left side of the bed, as it were, then you say, ah, I'm depressed today. Is that really something we need to maybe raise awareness to say, come on, guys, this is an issue that actual people are dealing with? Oh, hey, man, come on. They are just trying to express their sadness and let it be. We must let it slide.
I think it's important to understand that we need to express our emotions. We need to express mm-hmm. our sadness. Mm-hmm. But it's looking at those things. Is this person still functional? Okay. Are they functional okay. in their everyday work? Is this starting to affect their relationships? Does it really hamper their interactions mm-hmm. in life? Mm-hmm. And then that's when it becomes problematic for me. And people certainly. Use these phrases like, you know, just snap out of it, just get over it. And the problem with that is that, unfortunately, it sometimes delays proper treatment because the person you're saying this to is thinking like, oh, okay, I can just snap out of it. It increases that feeling of isolation, and it can push someone into further feelings of hopelessness.
I can imagine. And I think maybe the inverse, let's talk a bit about the inverse of people kind of undermining what you're going through. The reverse is where you yourself perhaps undermine, and you're saying sometimes it can be linked to that. Why is it harmful to dismiss these deep feelings that you're making mention of, and which can actually be rooted to physical changes in our routines, in our cycles, in our bodies? Why would it be dangerous to just say, "Ah, no, man, I think it's just a phase I'm going through. Yes, I know it's been 3 months now, but I think it's just something I'm going through to pass," and not really look at it from a serious perspective and maybe even see a mental health practitioner?
I think it comes back down to, once again, that delaying of proper treatment. Mm-hmm. You're wanting, it is a bit of a shock to the system, dealing with this emotional distress. And we don't want to, we're scared to get that diagnosis of a depression. Mm. So therefore, we hold on to that hope that, oh, maybe it will pass. Maybe I will just snap out of it. But then you get stuck in those feelings of isolation. Mm. You get more dysfunctional. You're delaying getting that treatment. You start pushing people away. It could lead to dangerous consequences sometimes because you really get to a place where you've neglected yourself or your health to that point where you really do need intervention. So certainly, it can be very harmful.
Certainly.
So instead, I would suggest that if someone comes to you with these feelings of sadness and they're talking to you, you know, say, "I hear you. That sounds really rough. How can I support? You're not alone. How can I be there for you?" To be more supportive.
I like that. I like that. Be more supportive. I want us to maybe look at the day-to-day cycle of these two similar mental states, the sadness, depression, and look at maybe if there is a difference. So I wake up, like you're saying, sadness is usually linked to a certain event and it might be circumstantial. After the event has passed, I might start feeling like myself again. But in the moment, how does depression impact like differently for someone who is waking up in a week where they've lost a loved one, for example, where they're sad? I don't think they're depressed as yet, but they're sad. How can I note the difference between the two? Or is there any need to, perhaps?
There is, definitely. And I think if the sadness has been persistent for more than 2 weeks, and it starts to interfere with your functioning, those are the two main aspects we look at.
Okay.
But then other things also that gets impacted with a depression that's not so much when we talk about sadness would be your energy and motivation. So with a sadness, you'll have low energy but still be functional. With a depression, no energy, no motivation. Work productivity with sadness, yes, you'll feel that there's a hindrance and you'll be distracted, but you still be able to do the task at hand.
Okay.
With depression, won't be able to. Social relationships, with sadness, you have that support, but you can still function and navigate your way within them. Depression, you tend to cut people off, tend to be exhausted. They tend to take a lot of your energy. You lose enjoyment in activities that you used to like to do, which is different than just a normal sadness.
Yeah.
And also your physical health suffers more with depression than just with a sadness.
Yeah. I'm going to ask an ignorant question and please do bear with me. I'm no expert in the field. Sadness, depression, is it possible to be depressed and not be sad?
Is it possible to be depressed and not be sad? Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because people think that depression is just this feeling of overwhelming sadness that I have all the time. And although sadness is predominantly there, for most people, if they describe depression, it's more a host of emotions of hopelessness. Sometimes there's anger present. Sometimes there's just this feeling of worthlessness. Sadness isn't always in that mix.
True. I mean, as I'm hearing you, it's almost like you feel like it's a lack of desire for anything. You're just a meh feeling, like, you know, like, and I think one of the major points you pointed out just recently, how the things you used to like to do, you're not interested in anymore. These are the things you used to live for. Now it's like, whether they happen or not, whatever. And I think, we need to really be careful about that. The question, though, that would come is, since sometimes the two are linked, and I think you pointed out this idea of time frame. Can we then say, if sadness is not addressed, and we even though if it's grief related and so forth, I know that they say you don't put a time frame to grief, but if sadness is not addressed, it might lead to depression. Is that a normal consequence of that cycle?
Yes, sadness can lead to depression if it's left unaddressed, especially if it becomes prolonged or it is accompanied by other risk factors. So while sadness itself is normal and temporary emotion, it can involve or it can evolve into a clinical depression. If it meets the criteria, for example, a prolonged unresolved stressor, lack of support, if there's a biological or psychological vulnerabilities, if lifestyle factors are playing a big role, these are all things that can put you under a lot of pressure that can make that sadness develop and evolve into a clinical depression.
To actual clinical depression, I can imagine. And I think that the call then is to say, hey, if it persists, don't just say it will pass, it's a phase. Rather get help. It's always better to be told, nothing to worry about, than for you to say, ish, I wish I had come in sooner.
Definitely.
Maybe as we draw to the close, I want us to maybe look at some of the misconceptions that are there that people have between these two. So that maybe we can just raise awareness and clear out some myths that are out there.
Definitely. There are several common misconceptions about depression and sadness, which can lead to misunderstanding and the strengthening of stigma and lack of proper support. And I'm going to mention a few. The first one would be depression is just extreme sadness. You know, you're just, you're sad, you'll get over it. Where when it gets to that clinical depression, it really starts to influence your brain functions and your everyday functioning. Another one would be people with depression just need to think positively. Now, depression isn't just a mindset issue. There's physiological changes that are happening in your body. Another one would be if there's no reason to be sad, then it's not depression. So they believe that you can only be depressed if there's a reason. And unfortunately, that's not the case.
True.
The most common one that you can just snap out of it. Or that depression means that you have to cry all the time or to be sad all the time, where the truth is that a lot of people, especially men, actually more present with anger issues and frustration and hopelessness than they ever do with feelings of sadness.
Okay. Oof, that's profound. And can one be falling into the state of this clinical depression, like you mentioned, and they can't pinpoint and I think I like how you just pointed out how sometimes people dismiss depression because you don't have a valid reason, quote unquote, according to them. Can then one come to a state of depression where they can't even identify why they would be feeling in that state? Can that still be valid and lead to a sense of clinical depression where they don't have a particular issue they can prick out and say, hey, this is the reason that I went through? Maybe only as they go through therapy, then you can kind of dig it out. But from the face value, is that possible?
Yes, definitely. Remember, predispositions, so genetics, also play a big role. Sometimes you can be the happiest person, have everything according to society, but then those chemical imbalances, hormone imbalances, or genetics make you develop clinical depression, and it's not due to socioeconomic circumstances.
Certainly. Well, hey, thank you so much, Yolanda, for your time this morning. Before we pray, I want to give you an opportunity to give your final remarks, your encouragement, even as it were, to someone listening who might be going through this and they're looking for help. Where can they get it? Where are you guys situated? And also perhaps to say, to someone who might know somebody, how to best support.
Vista Clinic is situated in Centurion, so please go visit our website. You can find all our contact information on there. And we can also link you to other resources. But I'll mainly just want to say to the people who are suffering or that they are going through these very difficult and sad times, there is help out there. You don't, even if it's just a sadness, even if you're unsure, is it a sadness or depression, reach out to your community, reach out to the people that are in your life, reach out to the professionals. You can always benefit. And then for someone who wants to support someone, the best advice I can give you is just be there, show up, and be kind.
Be there, show up, be kind. Can never be overestimated. May you please pray with us as we close, Yolanda.
Definitely.
Thank you. Please pray.
Dear God, thank you so very much for this opportunity today to share my thoughts with all of these wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for the rain. I hope the information we share today find the right people and that we can all find the blessings in today. Please guide us so that we can see the light, and please just protect all of us where we are on the roads, our families, and may we all have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Yolanda. Have yourself a marvelous day as well, and God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's a conversation that we're having, and I like how she wrapped it up. Guys, if you're feeling like it, rather reach out, get help, and get someone to assist you. It's always better to hear, nothing to worry about from the professional than to say, I think it'll pass.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.